This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. King Soopers and Safeway workers protested outside of a few dozen Metro Denver grocery stores today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports they're opposing a merger of the store's parent companies.
Workers asked customers to write to the Federal Trade Commission. The agency is reviewing a proposal from Kroger, which owns King Soopers, to take over Albertsons, Safeway's owner. Kim Cordova is president of the Union for Colorado Workers of both stores.
And they're going to be able to control prices, suppress wages and benefits. It's going to hurt the supply chain. The merger's bad for everybody.
Kroger argues the merger will help streamline supply chains and keep prices low. Colorado's attorney general is also investigating the proposal for antitrust violations. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Recent storms have given a huge boost to the state's snowpack, but most of that moisture hasn't made it across the mountains. Denver, Boulder, and Larimer counties have seen normal levels of precipitation, but the majority of eastern Colorado is still experiencing moderate to severe drought. El Paso County, home to Colorado Springs, is among the areas under a severe drought condition, and the conditions worsen to the southeast. Baca County, along the Oklahoma border, is the only area dealing with exceptional drought, the highest category there is. And soldiers at Fort Carson Army Base are conducting live fire training exercises today. The base says increased noise and dust should be expected into the evening and through the night. The soldiers are working with large caliber rounds. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.